This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. We head up the road this week to sage grouse country. City people tend to think of sagebrush country as some kind of ugly, fuzzy desert, lonely landscapes that could only be improved by shopping malls and swimming pools, which shows how little they know. Lifeless sage grouse country is not. It was out in Modoc County sagebrush that I had one of my best ever days as a travel writer. I'd taken a wrong turn, no need to admit how often that happens, and was roaming around on dirt roads, hoping I'd find an intersection with road signs that hadn't been shot to shreds, so I could figure out where in the heck I was. Suddenly I heard this low, distant rumble, then felt the earth shake, and out of nowhere, hundreds of pronghorn showed up to run alongside me, streaming through the sagebrush on both sides of my little Toyota truck. It was so astonishing, I couldn't think what to do except just keep going and keep staring at the stunning assembly of white-rumped antelopes as the herd danced through the sagebrush and stared right back. After a few moments, I'd apparently exhausted their interest, and just as suddenly as they arrived, off they went in another direction. Wow! Nothing to do at a moment like that but stop right in the middle of the road and thank God for the privilege of being alive. One day I hope to attend a spring concert performance of the Greater Sage Grouse, also sagebrush royalty. The fellows really know how to put on a show for the ladies, desperate as the boys are to attract their attention and approval. Sage grouse need lots of space, well away from any disturbance, for the show to go on. They are very sensitive to disruption, ecologically, and incursions of all kinds, including oil and gas drilling, not to mention uncontrolled wildfires, now threaten their existence. This is how the Cornell Lab of Ornithology describes the romantic dance of the greater sage grouse. Each spring at dawn, the sagebrush country of western North America fills with a strange burbling sound and an even stranger sight. Dozens of male greater sage grouse puff their chests and fan their starburst tails like avant-garde turkeys. They inflate bulbous yellow air sacs and thrust with their heads to produce weird pops and whistles. A quick aside for me. With a thick, white-feathered ruff framing their head and chest, like the ermine trim on a king's robe, a fully round profile, and a puffed-up royal stance, the greater sage-grouse makes me think of Henry VIII. Greater sage-grouse offer one of the best examples of the breeding system known as lekking, where males gather in a confined area to perform courtship displays for females. Females visit these leks to size up the displays and choose their mates. Despite all the male brawn on display, the females are in charge. Haven't you guys out there always suspected as much? From roughly March through May, males gather on leks at dawn. There they perform a complex, highly choreographed display that is among the most extraordinary wildlife sights in North America. With tail fanned and erect, a male repeatedly gulps air while stepping forward, then forcefully releases it. Standing tall with inflated chest held high, the male sweeps his wings across his white breast, creating a swishing noise. He tilts his head back, rapidly inflating, bouncing, and deflating the yellow balloon-like pouches on his chest, creating a series of echoing pops. These displays are performed almost continuously and up to 10 times per minute for several hours in the early morning. And that, fellas, is how you get a gal's attention. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio.